Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time. Turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
We are on Radio Row. It's Army Navy tomorrow. And guys, this has been a lot of fun. And it is every year that we get a chance to be here. I had a great conversation with Nicole Arbach talking about college football. She talked about the Dogs. This playoff, and she's right. I mean, it's anybody's ball game, to be quite honest. Yes, the Dogs have everything they need to go win it. Will they put it together for 3 weeks
and
do that? We've got to wait to see.
Everybody's flawed. I mean, the team that's probably the less, you know, got the less warts on it is the Oregon Ducks. They're certainly undefeated. I mean, you know, no blank Sherlock, but they've probably got the best. You know, what's the best imitation of a Georgia team? It's a guy who coached with Kirby Smart, and Dan Lanning.
That's right. You're right, Mike. I mean, look, I think Oregon, if you asked me, are they the best team in this tournament? I would tell you the season has proven that. They won some tough road games. They played the best. They got the best quarterback. Lanning's done a great job with the defense. But it doesn't mean that this is a cakewalk. Like, they're just going to roll into the conference.
Do you feel like the games like they used to lose to Washington and the moments like the Boise State game, do you think that Mike Kirby had to learn how to not do stuff like the fake punt?
And I do.
There's a learning curve for all coaches. And it seems like Dan Lanning has been able to navigate some of the minds which would have tripped him up, right, in years past.
I would agree. And look, Lanning went there, and everybody, remember, Georgia beat the snot out of him that first year in that opener.
Right.
He literally left Georgia, right? They had won a chip. He leaves Georgia. He takes the Oregon job.
Beat Bo Nix like a rented mule.
Correct. And then, you know, they open up the season, and everybody said, wow, he's got a lot of work to do. Kirby even said, for those who don't remember, that was, what, three years ago now, I guess.
Right.
He said they're not ready yet, but they will be. And that's the team now Lanning has, as he's recruited like an SEC team to Oregon. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. As we are awaiting Ron Rivera, we're going to get a chance to talk to Ron here at Army-Navy. Mike, I want to get into real quick and continue our conversation about Kirk Cousins, because today a variety of guests who've joined us throughout the course of the day have had comments and thoughts about Cousins. 5 o'clock, we'll get into the Falcon Report. Ron Rivera is going to join us. We'll also talk to Steve Koonin as the Hawks get ready for NBA Cup out in Las Vegas. Tomorrow it is the semifinals of the NBA Cup, guys. Pitchers are out there, and they're practicing today. So it should be a lot of fun, and we'll find out what Steve Koonin, Hawks CEO, is thinking. But I want you to hear from our quarterback talking about winning this game on Monday night, because we were up at Flowery Branch yesterday talking with Coach, and, you know, we talked with A.J. Terrell, and he was just saying, man, we got to get back on track. Like, we got to find a way.
Right.
Here is Cousins talking about forcing things too much. And he says he needs to play more fundamental football, okay? This is his assessment of how he's playing right now.
At times I wonder if I'm trying to go make the play, you know, and make it happen instead of letting it happen, certainly. So there's that. And then I think, I think the times it's just fundamental. Say late in the down, you know, can you tuck it and run? Can you throw it away? I mean, these are not new quarterback fundamentals, but they're ones that, you know, I could afford to apply better the last few weeks and moving forward. So those are a couple thoughts.
Fundamentals.
Yeah, I mean, it's true. You and I were just listening to that soundbite, Carl. I'm shaking my head looking at Carl. It's like, where's the swag, as you said? You know, where's the trap? You know, trap? It sounds like a guy he's lost. You know, and look, we spent a good 20 minutes with him face to face. We've interviewed him a number of times. You know, talked to him up at camp this year. It just seems like a guy that feels like the There's a lot of course, there's pressure on you because they go as far as you go.
Yeah,
and you've been terrible. You know, and this team has limitations on defense. Jimmy Lake talked about they're preparing as if maybe they're going to see Ritter.
Yeah.
I'm reading the Raiders wire right now. Max Crosby, by the way, still dealing with that ankle injury. That's good news for us.
It is, man, because he's a beast. I mean, right. that dude, he's a game wrecker. And we've seen plenty of those guys this year. But, Mike, he's on par with T.J. Watt when you talk about end-of-game situations and making things happen. Strip sack! He's that guy. So, if he's limited in any way, that's a plus for us. Here's Kirk Cousins, guys, talking about trying to do whatever it's going to take to get this win on Monday. And again, if we get a win, and I don't care how it looks, I don't care.
Yeah. You guys no style not, points at this point.
You guys better not call us on Tuesday talking about we won by two or three. I don't care. Here's Cousins talking about getting it.
You know, and it's that time of year when if you don't have things going your way, you just have to dig deep, keep playing, and that's what we're doing. And trying to do what we can this week to get a win any way we can, anything that it takes to get it done.
All right, brother. I mean, I hope this guy finds his mojo. I mean, it literally is like Austin Powers. He's lost his mojo. This guy's lost his mojo. You know? And again, I'll keep screaming it. I don't care. I will die on the Michael Penix Jr. Hill. I did not understand it at draft weekend, but now we got a viable guy. Let's see what he got. Because he can't do any worse than what Cousins is doing. That's where we're at. We're hoping that Cousins comes out and figures it out. But, brother.
Cousins, though, Mike. I mean, look. I hear you. Have I been on that hill with you a couple of times over the last few weeks with frustration?
Yeah.
The four interception game, I was on that hill. Right. Okay, I was with you. But Cousins still gives us the best chance to advance and get to the playoffs.
Does he?
Doesn't he?
No, not. I mean,
he does.
Not,
though.
Yeah, not the way. I mean,
come on. He
had a better game against Minnesota,
Mike,
until he didn't.
Mike, we don't know about like. We don't know if Michael, we feel like Penix is going to come in and it's going to be magic for 20
years. No. I mean, all I need Penix, here's the thing. You don't need Kirk Cousins to be Tom Brady in his prime. You don't need Kirk Cousins to be Superman. You just need Kirk Cousins to be competent. I mean, you really just need him. You need the baseline. And at times in the Minnesota game he gave it to you, at times he didn't.
Yeah.
And that's the best game he's played in 4 weeks. You need Kirk Cousins to be competent. Because with the run game we've got, you don't need him to be a world beater at times. You just can't have him thrown to the other guys. And he's got to be on schedule with the ball. You said you can't be double clutching. You got to be. Why is he in cement? How is he able to look like he did in the two-minute drill against Philly, in the wins against Tampa Bay, and now he looks like a guy who's never played the position? So I've never seen a guy look as good and as bad as Cousins had in one season. That's what you expect from a rookie. So that's what I'm saying with Penix Jr. Give Penix Jr. a steady diet of Bijan and Tyler. Let him make high-percentage throws. We know the guy is super accurate. You know, that's one thing about Penix, and one thing that Kirk's not giving you right now. And people have theories. Well, you signed a guy as a free agent coming off an Achilles, and even though it looks good at times, it's still the full effect of a full season wearing them down. Is that it? And the Falcons just won't cop to it, that he's just not healthy? Because at least that's a viable excuse, as opposed to saying, we got to call Stuart Smalley and go, you're good enough. You're strong enough, and gosh darn it, the Falcons like you.
That is a Saturday Night Live reference, by the way. It's Dukes and Bell. Guys, Ron Rivera is going to join us. Doesn't Cousins give us our best chance? Come on.
Well, we'll talk to Ron about it. He's seen it.
All right. Ron Rivera is set to join us.
I think he's seen it. Ron coached Kirk Cousins.
He did. Well, yeah. We are live.
If he didn't, I'm still going to ask him.
In Washington, D.C., on Radio Row. It's Army-Navy tomorrow, and we will talk to Ron next. Radio 92.9 The Game. Ron Rivera sitting down with us. Guys, he played on one of the greatest defenses in the history of the NFL. He's coached in the National Football League a very long time and won a lot of games. And Coach Chico, it's good to see you. How you doing, man?
How you doing? How'd you know Chico?
My good friend told me to say that. And his name is Brian Balding.
Oh, all right.
And he said, you got to let Chico know tomorrow. I said, all right, I'll tell him.
Baldy's a good man. He really is. Oh, my goodness.
He is. You know, everybody is talking about, first and foremost, you're going to get back into this thing? What do you want to do?
It's about the opportunity. It's got to be the right opportunity. Right. I went through four tough years here dealing with stuff that really wasn't as relevant as needed to be about football. And
when it comes to hiring, don't search for a great talent. Match with them. Thanks to Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility. Go to Indeed.com/listen and tell them you heard about them from this podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
And what I found was I became more of a manager than I did an actual coach.
Right.
And so my wife and I have talked about it. And, you know, when last year ended and I was let go, I got away from football for about 6 months. I just said, you know what, I'm going to stay away. Right. And I did. I really did. I once the Super Bowl was over, I just didn't pay attention to it. I was supposed to go to some mini camps. I was supposed to go to some training camps, and I avoided that. But then I started, you know, doing the radio and TV and started getting back into it. And I started watching the game from a different perspective. And I started seeing things that I, you know, normally every week you're game planning. You're focusing on your next opponent. You're not looking at the league itself. You know, now I watch different games for whatever reason. I'll just pull a game, watch this, pull a game, watch that. I'll see it on TV. And all of a sudden I'm starting to see different trends, different things that people are doing. And a couple of things that made me realize, you know, some of the things I did was really good. Some of the things I know I can do better now. Right. And I see different ways to do those things. And it's made me realize, you know what? I can do this the right way, do it my way, and do it the way that needs to be done. I want to do it again.
It's funny. We had a conversation with Dan Reeves back in 1998. And it's almost like word for word what you just said. Because a lot of folks said, what's he doing here coming to Atlanta? He's playing out the string. That was the tickets to a Super Bowl.
Yeah. So, But see, that's the thing is when you see something differently, and you say, "Man, that, you know, that's okay," but then you see something that says, "Man, that's how I do it," and look how good he's doing it. Oh yeah, that's I. What I'm doing is right. Let's go get it done.
Right.
Yeah.
It's Rod Rivera with us, your guys, live from Army Navy.
Yeah. You are a great defensive coordinator. Obviously, mm-hmm. people who follow football know that.
Yep.
But you played under Buddy Ryan.
Yes. That was a masterclass.
I was going right. to say.
No, it really was. I'm going to tell you what. So, my rookie year, okay, I come in, I'm backing up Mike Singletary, I'm backing up Otis Wilson, two who I think,
right.
you know, two of the really good linebackers, Hall of Fame, Mike Singletary, and Otis Wilson was just excellent.
And let me tremendous. Say this too real quick, Ron. This is when you used to hit every day, people.
Yes. Okay? Oh, yeah. No, we did. Day. We did. Practice was every day, and most of the sessions were live. So, my rookie year, about the third or fourth regular season week, we're watching practice. Defense is up. Buddy Ryan usually stood about 30 yards behind the defense so, for perspective, so he
okay.
could see that.
Right.
Okay.
And he would just signal in the defensive plays, and he'd watch the plays and go like that. One day I hear him screaming, "Chico!" So I go running back there. And so I get back there, and I'm just standing there, and I'm watching practice with him, and he's signaling in the defenses, you know, and he's giving it. So finally he goes and looks at me, and he goes, "What's the call?" I said, 46 blitz to formation. He's good. "What's the formation?" I said, "Split backs." He goes, "Okay, what's the call?" "Samurai." He said, "Why?" "Because you want to blitz Mike Singletary through the A-gap because both running backs are split and they're going to release right now. Nobody step up and block the hole." He said, "Exactly. You're paying attention, aren't you?" I said, "Yes, sir."
That's
he made
awesome.
You break it down.
During practice while we were watching it happen. Mm. But that was part of his installation. He would install the defense. And he would tell us why he wants to play this defense. So when I used to install defenses as a coordinator, that's exactly what I do. "Guys, this is why we're going to play this defense. I'm anticipating the back to release opposite of you. So now what should happen is you should have a clean shot at the quarterback. And if not, if they fan the protection and work towards you on the backside, we should have a single up and should win over here." You know, so you learn that these are the things that you talk about and you tell the players. Well, that's what Buddy used to do. So then he'd sit there and he'd go, "What's the call?" "AFC, automatic front and coverage." "Oh, what are we going to play against this?" "Well, you want to get an under front. You want Otis lined up over the top of the tight end. When Ashton goes away, Otis is going to step down. He's going to jam him down into the tackle, and then you're going to let him go, and he's going to work to the flat, and that's exactly where the quarterback's going to roll."
And it happened.
And it would happen. It would happen like that. I'll tell you what, one of the greatest adjustments I ever seen Buddy make, he told Leslie Frazier this, and Leslie Frazier will tell you, this was 1985, the Super Bowl year. We're playing Tampa Bay at home. Tampa Bay was winning. Buddy said to Leslie, "Get up there. I want you to get up like you're going to press that guy." He says, "And then I want you to back off, and I want you to play it flat foot." He said, "Because when you go from that," he said, "what I want you to do is get off 8 yards. I want you to slide inside late. Don't slide inside right now. Slide inside late. Quarterback won't see you slide. He's going to throw the slant. You go make a play." So what happens is Leslie starts up. He backs off. He's here. He slides inside. All right. Steve DeBerg was the quarterback.
Right.
Okay. All right. He never saw that. His quarterback took the snap. Receiver ran the slant. Leslie was a step in front. Because remember, you're here. Now I'm here. Now you go like this. I see it. I'm flat foot reading. I straight. I break.
Right.
Undercut it. Intercept it. Turned it for a touchdown.
Pick six.
Pick six.
Wow.
That's just there's so much mythology about that, you know, that team and that era, and Mongo now going in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
Obviously prayers for him.
Yes.
What he's been dealing with. But there's just so many personalities, Ron. It's like you couldn't imagine that team being together right now in this day and age.
We were what I believe the first rock and roll
right.
Super Bowl team. I really do. I really believe that just because of the fact that we had personalities. Like you said, we had Steve McMichael, Ming the Merciless.
Right.
Mike Samurai Singletary, all right? Right? You know, just all blood and guts guy out there playing. Right. Danimal Hampton. I mean, you know, right. Otis Big O Wilson. I mean, Richard the Colonel Dent. I mean, the punky QB. It just goes down right. the line. Sweetness.
Yeah. Fencek on the back.
Yes.
Everybody.
Oh, yeah. And it was really tremendous to be part of something like that and see it really grow. I mean, that was probably the really cool part about it.
Coach Ron Rivera joining us, guys. And by the way, for you football guys out there, he just broke down some serious knowledge
There's some youth coaches right now. Yeah. They're like, "I want more. Yeah. Give me more."
You had a chance, obviously, to coach Cam.
Yes.
We're in Atlanta, Coach, and you know, he does a lot of stuff there. You coach Steve Smith. These guys, I think, ultimately are going to get an opportunity to go into the Hall. But you've had some incredible players in your career as a coach that you've gotten the chance to see grow and become these amazing guys.
I was around Brian Urlacher.
Yes.
Right.
Okay. You know, I was around, you know, guys like that. Luke Kuechly, Greg Olsen, Cam Newton. I mean, special guys. I mean, there was a period for 7 years, I don't think there was a better quarterback in the league than Cam Newton. Cam was really a special type. Mm. And I learned so much from him, from who he was. He was a guy that had to play the way he did because that's how special he was, but he did it for a reason because he was carrying the mantle.
Right.
You know, and in this league, the question used to always kill me was, well, what's it like having a black quarterback?
Sure.
But
right.
Why can't he just – what's it like having a quarterback?
Right.
And that used to – and I learned from Cam that that's what his mantle was. That he did things his way, his personality, who he was. He was true to that because he was trying to show that you don't have to conform to be something you're not to be something that you want to be.
Right.
I want to be a quarterback in the NFL. Well, you got to be like this guy.
No, I don't.
No, you don't. And he told me, God bless him. He explained it to me. And from that point on, it changed my whole perspective on coaching players. It really did.
Right.
I'm going to show you guys a picture. I know we can't.
No, we can describe.
We
it,
can't
coach.
Tell. Okay, please. All right.
Because I want to see it.
All right.
Ron Rivera is about to show us a picture, guys.
This is Steve McMichael's induction into the Hall of Fame at his home, while he's confined to his bed at home with ALS.
Right.
Okay.
All the guys.
Look at the teammates.
Yes.
Right.
And the bust. Okay.
Right.
Okay. Man. Now the thing that's incredible about this is when you take a close look at the bust. Okay. It is one of the most remarkable.
Wow.
I mean, it looks like
hair.
Him.
Yeah,
yes,
they always get it right. They always get the ones in Canton right.
They did.
Man.
Oh, it was tremendous.
Oh, that's great.
But the thing that was really, really amazing, this was so special, was the number of guys that showed up, okay? 25 guys show up,
wow.
Okay? Mike Dent, Mike Singletary, Richard Dent, Jimbo Covert. Mm-hmm. I mean, Hall of Famers show up to honor their teammate. And it was just – it was incredible. Gary Fensick was there. I mean, just to be around those guys again was an amazing feeling.
And by the way, that Bears team, we talk about every time we make it – you hear this all the time, but it's like, they're not the 85 Bears.
We literally use that phrase every week when we're talking about something in the NFL.
But what's unique, again, like I said, it was – because it was the first time.
Right.
It was the first time. And that's what was different. But when you sit there and you look at the teams that came before us, the Steel Curtain.
Right.
I mean, that was about as ferocious as it got back then. What's crazy is, as good as Baltimore was with Ray Lewis, I'm not sure if we've ever been eclipsed.
Right.
I don't think so either.
Honestly,
you know,
everybody, I don't think you can't find a defense. I went to the playoff game when they skunked the Giants. Phil Simms was crying. They just whipped the Giants. I mean, 21-0 that day.
Like they were physical. Yeah. Like, we're sitting here talking like Ron's not here. They were physical.
The only thing
beat people up.
I just don't understand how if you could just beat the Dolphins, you'd have the perfect season.
We would. And I'll tell you what was real interesting, too, was the attitude permeated from Dicka and Buddy Ryan.
Right.
And one of the things that was amazing, and we all knew this, was that when we got off the bus, we were already up 7-0.
Already.
I mean,
because
that,
of the reputation.
That was the reputation.
Yes.
That was the mentality. Right. That was the attitude. I talk to players about attitude all the time. Attitude is not being cheerful and happy. Attitude is the way the attitude is the way you approach things, the way you enter a room. I mean, that's really what tells everybody what to expect.
You're obviously a really good motivator. We're fired up. Guys are fired up right now listening. Real quick,
great.
Just to bring it to you, like we were talking with Ron before we came back in a commercial. Have you ever – Cam ever lacked for confidence. Have you ever had a player – we're dealing with something right now with Kirk Cousins where he looked like gangbusters, and now we just can't seem to shoot straight. Have you ever had – some things just player has to work out, or can you help him as a coach?
No, I think you can help him as a coach by trying to take the pressure off him because Kurt, from afar – I've always felt as a guy that during certain situations has had to live up to things.
Mm.
And it's partly because you get those types of contracts, you get that type of notoriety, now you've got to live up to it, now the expectations, now something bad happens, you can change it, you can make it, you can fix it. And what happens is your own hubris is what gets you in trouble.
Mm.
Okay? Part of the thing for me here was coming in, I wanted to work on culture, I wanted to fix the culture. My hubris is what led me here, thinking I can fix anything. And you know what? I did some things pretty good, and I didn't do other things as good as I needed to. And at the end of the day, did I expect too much of me? So now when I watch guys like that, and I see a guy that I think is really pressing. You didn't pay him to be something that he's not. You paid him to be that guy that got to where he is now. Keep him there. Tell him, hey, no. You do your job. He's going to do his job.
You don't have to do too much.
Right. If you throw the ball where he's supposed to be and he's not there, that's on him. That's not your fault. But if you throw it past him, over him, behind him, under him, that's you.
Coach, we know you got to go.
We're going to talk about the connection to the game, but obviously you know growing up in the Army, so this is big for you.
No, I really do appreciate this because getting an opportunity to talk about Army-Navy is really cool because it did happen for me growing up, and USA has been a big part of that, and them sponsoring the 125th Army-Navy game.
For sure. All right. Ron Rivera.
Thank you, guys.
I can't wait till you get back in this thing.
And tell Baldy I said, hey, all right. All right, guys.
That's awesome.
Pleasure. Thank you, guys.
Good stuff with Coach Ron Rivera there, man. And again, for those who don't know, go look at that 85 defense. Dude, I think they've got, Mike, 7 Hall of Famers off of that maybe more, off the team, but certainly the defense. It was unbelievable, and he was a part of that.
We were really looking forward to talking to Ron for a number of reasons. I think now you know why. Man, that's gold.
Incredible. All right, we've got more to get to. Hawks are in the NBA semifinals, NBA Cup semifinals. We're going to talk to Steve Cooney coming up. Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell live on Radio Row. It's Army-Navy.
In the Cup.
Yes, it took my favorite team – yes, making a run, and now I embrace this FACACTA in-season tournament. I hope we win the trophy. And the question we had yesterday, Steve, are we going to hang a banner for this thing?
I'm not going to divulge any future plans that would anticipate being a jinx, as I'm wildly superstitious.
Right.
But I will say, conversations have been had about all things good happening.
Right. Hey, speaking of good, we announced earlier today about 10:30, Salsa came on the air and mentioned you guys continuing your relationship with the Hawks continuing to fly on 92.9 The Game. So thank you for that. And what, by the way,
we're
what a perfect weekend, Carl.
Very excited to be with you guys.
Right. Falcon fans out there.
We're excited to have you.
Falcon fans on Monday night get to go watch the Hawks play in Vegas now. Right? There's a lot of guys doubling down. Steve, is actually going to have some folks.
We're going to have people there, and then we hopefully win tomorrow afternoon and kind of hang around in Vegas till Tuesday. We'll go cheer on our Falcons Monday night. So it is Atlanta goes to Vegas, and hopefully we both come back with big W's.
Yeah, it's the ATL takeover in Vegas this weekend, no doubt about it. Steve Coonan, Hawks CEO. So as far as this tournament, and again, Steve, you know, you joke with Mike about, you know, what he thought this was last year or what we thought it might be. But we've seen the intensity be amped up. We saw it the other night with the Knicks. I mean, you can say it wasn't, but don't fool yourself. Knicks fans were totally into the game. They were, you know, on point, booing Trey and doing their normal thing. And there was a different level. It's not, again, I don't want to compare it to the playoffs because there's a finality to the playoffs. You lose, you go home. This, we still have a season to play, but talk about this achieving the goals in which the NBA hoped it would.
Yeah, I must say I'm incredibly proud of the NBA for, you know, taking the risk, building this, and it is just a very, very different vibe. I mean, first of all, those courts just are so – you can't go past them if you're scrolling on the TV dial. And the players, you know, how about Trey rolling an 8 on the Knicks logo? I mean,
gold.
Perfect. And then rolling another one and sweeping away the money. And we knew a few days before, he didn't tell any of us what he was doing, but he said he had been working on something. And it was like, oh boy, I hope we get to see that. And boy, did we get to see that. And our guys played that second half with an intensity that, you know, candidly, we hadn't seen in a while. And we've beaten Cleveland twice. We've beaten Milwaukee. We've beaten the Knicks. Right. We've beaten the Lakers. We're playing really well, and hopefully we keep that up against a Milwaukee team who Bobby Portis Jr. was talking how excited this was a team goal. And if you saw Steve Kerr, the legendary coach of the Golden State Warriors, talking about how mad they were that they weren't going to Vegas, and that was one of their goals for the year. I mean, that just speaks volumes, and we're only in year 2.
No, I mean, look, $500,000 carrot, I'd be pretty upset too, man. And Steve Kerr was apoplectic about that as they got eliminated. Our man, Steve Coonan, Puffy K, the kids call him, the CEO of your Hawks. And again, everything you just talked about, Carl and I mentioned it. Let's keep fouling Giannis. I said, freak the Greek. Let's get him on the stripe. Hopefully he jacks up some free throws. Because if you can win in Milwaukee, Steve, I'd like to think we can get the job done in Sin City.
I hope so. I hope so. It'll be very interesting. I'm sure that the NBA TV ratings people died a slow death when they saw the Knicks in the number one market, New York, and Golden State right. and Steph Curry go away. But I think you got us and Houston, two crazy athletic young teams. And then Milwaukee, you have the superstar in Giannis. And I guess Oklahoma City would right. be the third, both with a superstar and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and they're exceptionally young. So I can't wait. It's going to be a blast to watch.
It is. Steve Coonan joining us here on Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game as the Hawks can prepare for the semifinals of the NBA Cup. As we talk about this team, though, and look, you never know until it happens, right? I mean, we can go back to our 60-win team. We didn't know it was going to be that. You could talk about 21 and the mix of players. But this group and this particular mix of players, Mike and I continue to talk about it. It is fun, and the way that they are mixing with each other and right and working off of each other. Steve, we might be onto something here, and it gets us to the bigger question. As we continue to move along, whether we win this thing or not, we certainly want to win it. Are we going to be committed to, hey, we are in this.
Right.
Let's try to make this better.
Well, I mean, again, I don't want to really talk about tomorrow because I don't really know what we're going to do yet. You know, 3 weeks ago, if I would have suggested this, you would have thought that I might be drinking. No. Did I hear, no, you didn't think we were drinking? I mean, when we were four.
No. Well, you might have been.
I think, drinking. You know, whether or not.
We're not talking about tomorrow. We're talking about
February.
Yes, we're talking about down the road. Like, this looks like it has the potential to do something.
Right. Go get a big guy, improve the front court. Let's go kick some ass, Steve. Another shooter. Let's put it together.
Okay,
this team kicks ass.
Steve, you see
this team's got juice.
Steve, I apologize.
They're fun to watch.
To avoid because now our general manager, who seems to be working out of D.C. today, he'll be headed to the Pentagon from here to do their planning. Yeah. And what would you like us to give up to go get this high-quality players? Who would you like to see us trade away?
Well, not to be a Weisenheimer, but seemingly draft picks don't seem to matter much, so let's move some of those. I mean, look, we love Capella. I've always thought that maybe it was surprising Capella was still on the roster to start the season, but Clint's redoubled his effort, and he's been great. But I just thought a little more size, which you will need in the playoffs. And this, we believe, to be buying in, Steve, is a playoff team and not a play-in team. And you know how physical it gets.
Top six. Maybe top four.
Yeah, you know how it gets in the playoffs. You need some size in the front court.
I have taken notes. I appreciate the input. And we will get back to you as soon as we've had time to process tomorrow.
All right.
I'm excited about the potential.
People are catching Hawks fever, Steve.
Catch it.
By the way, great game next Saturday night with Ja Morant coming in, Memphis. Really good athletic team. And then Monday night, the 23rd, Ant Edwards, Atlanta's own. Great thing to take the kids pre-Christmas.
This is called promoting, by the
correct.
Way. Yes. Go ahead.
Well, no, this is called trying not to answer your question about trading players as we're one of four teams in the NBA Cup Finals.
I'm just asking.
All right. I'm asking
or was attempting to get the general census about – Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not asking. Mike, he's naming specific guys. Oh, different
positions. And
I'm not
pieces you might be able to move.
But I understand. Yes, I want to win tomorrow. All right, fair. We'll retrace and come back and circle around and do that. As far
Fantastic.
As the upcoming games,
can't
real talk,
wait
Steve.
For it.
Yeah, real talk, though. You are right. Memphis. And then, if I'm correct, right, they go before they go on the road, I think, out west. But we've got a couple of those home games you're talking about, and it's a fun time. We do know this. Everybody is at home in Atlanta because the traffic is terrible. So, I mean, there's no reason not to make a Hawks game.
Well, it's just so much fun when you know, the Laker game, the building was jam full, and yeah, there were a lot of LeBron fans there, but it's so much right. fun when it's sold out and we're putting on a show. You got Miami, you got Memphis, you got Minnesota. I think yeah. that we're through the M's now in the NBA, so it's going to be a good end of the month. And then we head out for a West Coast road trip, which, you know, will be always daunting, but I'm super excited about what's going on and really proud of our front office. And I don't think you can talk enough about the job Quinn Snyder's done. I mean, like I said, 3 weeks
ago. Let the
ago,
rookies play. Right.
It was not as fun a radio broadcast as we're having today.
No, see, that's why, I mean, we're not getting greedy, but we are looking ahead, as Carl would
starting
say.
To look ahead.
Because it just seems like
look
this team
ahead.
Has got a lot of things going for it that it hasn't had going for it. And Dyson Daniels, again, I give all the credit in the world to Landry and his crew because they made a great move. You know, and this
well,
just thing feels like it could be special.
Coach, his future high school coach, Bill Belichick, would tell you. You know, we're on to Cincinnati. We're just playing
yeah,
for
right
tomorrow.
On. Yeah,
we're on to Cincinnati.
Right.
All right.
Yeah. And by the way, tell
like,
Trey,
Army
embrace
Navy tomorrow.
Go Army.
Go Navy. Beat Army.
Go Army.
I do think that Trey should embrace
great
the villain
answer.
Role. Be Reggie Miller because it ups his profile. And this Vegas tournament is another chance for Trey to reestablish himself as an elite guy that deserves to be on the All-Star team, that should be on our Olympic team next
when you
time.
You say embrace it. What do you want Trey to do? You want him to go up, like stand on the scores
yeah.
table? What
yes.
do you want him to do?
Literally. Grab his junk.
Okay,
yeah,
no,
how about
don't
that?
Don't do that. Don't do that.
The kids, it's not cool for the kids, Steve. I'm speaking as a Weisenheimer. But I think it's great for Trey to up
his
season.
You mean leftover cardboard and other recycling materials.
Yes, that's correct, Steve. Always thinking ahead. No, but I mean, I think that Trey, though, this is what's been missing. First of all, you got to be on a good team to be considered one of the elites, and that's, you know, some of this was beyond Trey's, you know, it wasn't his fault the roster was what it was, but the point is that Trey is getting back to being the guy that he's supposed to be.
One of the most exciting
Steve,
things,
don't
if
listen
you
to
look
him.
At Trey,
Steve.
I don't, and I haven't for 20 years, but on occasion, a blind squirrel will find an acorn, and Mike's acorn was that, you know, Trey is not even shooting as well as his career average, which really gives right. us even more upside. But what
yes.
he's doing better
yes.
than he's ever done is facilitating and protecting the ball. We had no turnovers in the third quarter, and we beat them by 14 points, totally flipped the game. If we don't turn over the ball, we win.
Steve Kuden, let's go make this happen. Have a great weekend. We certainly appreciate you as always. And you guys are making this city excited about where this thing is going, and we'll continue to talk about it, certainly. And congratulations on re-upping with us and us re-upping with you guys. We are proud to have you guys as a partner, and this community can hear the games every night. And so I think that's a big part of this relationship. So thank you guys.
It is our pleasure, and there's not too many things in my job I enjoy more than Friday afternoons getting to cut around and goof around with you guys. So thank you for that, and we got 5 more years.
Let's
right
do
on.
It.
Uncle
Let's
Steve, Uncle Steve.
All right, Steve, good luck, and we're certainly watching tomorrow, by the way, the game right here on Sports Radio 92.9, the game 4:30 tip, guys. It's Milwaukee with a chance to go to the NBA Cup Finals. Steve, have a great weekend.
All right, guys, have fun in D.C. Right. Take care.
Cool beans. Man, great conversation with Steve. Great conversation with Coach Ron Rivera. A lot of guys still react to what Ron said about where our team is at. We'll get into that in the Falcon Report, amongst other things.
Yeah, because, again, he's had, and, you know, he was talking about Cam and how special Cam was. The mentality and the makeup of these guys is
right.
really what we're getting into, right? And I think the most important thing or prominent thing he said, we'll share it with you, talking about Kirk Cousins. Stay right there. It's Dukes and Bell.
I'm Anna Garcia with True Crime News, the podcast. Every crime tells a story. Every story demands justice. True Crime News, the podcast, covers breaking crimes, investigating high-profile and under-the-radar cases. Every week, we dive beyond the headlines, exploring the effects of violent crimes on victims and search for justice. We hope you join us as your weekly source for true crime news. Listen to and follow True Crime News, the podcast, on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.